Those who are able to endure harsh training will become accomplished individuals. Practice diligently and maintain your Bodhi mind to decrease demonic hindrances. Use Prajna wisdom to be compassionate and accommodating. Our ancient Buddhist virtuous masters have said, "The focus of Buddhism is to allow people to understand the ultimate truth and conventional truth." The meaning of this phrase is that the most important goal of Buddhism is that people will unfold their Prajna wisdom. If you have Prajna wisdom, you will definitely practice accommodating others. There is a saying that all Buddhists practice with Prajna as their guiding mother and accommodation as their father. When practicing accommodation, you need to fully possess great compassion as well as great wisdom. When you use a compassionate mind to save all sentient beings from suffering, you cannot simply stop once their suffering has been resolved. You also need to make the proper arrangements for them to achieve ultimate happiness. Without ultimate happiness, how will they settle down? You need to possess Prajna wisdom in order to be accommodating. Without Prajna wisdom, you may be compassionate at unsuitable times, and this becomes lenient compassion. At times when you should use discipline and you do not, you are instead causing harm to the person involved. Illnesses require treatment with the appropriate medicines. If your body is weak, you need to replenish it. If there are toxins in your body, you need to detoxify it. You need to use toxic medicines to eliminate toxins. This is called using poison to fight poison. Therefore, in the field of medicine, there are interventions such as surgery and injections. When you have a large abscess, the pus must first be drained and the area must be thoroughly cleaned. When people are being treated for illnesses, who does not suffer? Small children will feel especially miserable. Once they see the physician coming, they start to cry out in fear. Adults are relatively wiser and know that despite the pain and suffering, even if they have to grind their teeth in pain, they still need to tolerate it and allow the physician to do whatever is necessary to drain the pus and blood and thoroughly clean the area. This is to say, in our cultivation, we must accept and abide by the rules. You cannot create the desired shapes and patterns without adhering to the proper guidelines. Some pieces of wood are twisted and curvy. If you wish to make them into utensils, you need to place them over a burning fire to soften them and straighten out the twisted portions. Sometimes you may have a straight piece of wood that you need to bend before you can use, to make the back of a chair, for example. This is to say, you need to use various methods to adjust raw material into usable tools. People have too many illnesses that need to be cured. Once your illnesses are eliminated, then you may begin to nurture your health. Once you are healthy, then you may begin to decorate your appearance. These processes require you to endure a series of harsh training. Those who are able to endure harsh training will become accomplished individuals. Useless materials need to be altered in order to be fit for use. Why then would we take a straight piece of material and twist it? This means we want to turn you into a useful talent. Means that seem within reason are there to teach you. Means that seem unreasonable are there to harshly train you. You may be a good piece of raw material, but do you have a gentle demeanor? Do you have a magnanimous heart? You cannot complete your work with only raw talent. The most important criterion for accomplishing work is to be magnanimous. The capacity of great generals is large enough to hold the largest vessel. Some people may think, I have great talents, so I cannot do small tasks. In the past, if our Buddhist patriarchs wanted to shape you into a distinguished talent, the more wise and talented you were, the more unreasonable the treatment they would give you. This is to harshly train your demeanor and allow you to grow in your cultivation of the way. If you can tolerate unreasonable treatment, you will become a distinguished person in the future. If you cannot tolerate unreasonable treatment and cannot accept harsh training, then that is up to you. You are still not an accomplished person. Great talents need to be able to accept and tolerate the torture of harsh scolding and the agony of being repeatedly cut and beaten. In our large Buddhist monasteries, if the great masters recognized that a person had the potential for excellence, they would invest efforts into training that person. What kind of training? They would put them through unreasonable, harsh training in order to sculpt them into capable people. In general, when people have talent, they will often act arrogantly and say, I am the only competent one. Everyone else is stupid. How can such a person accomplish great things? People who are stupid are useful in their own ways. No one is incapable of everything. Neither is anyone incapable of anything. Even if someone seems as useless as a pile of food scraps, the scraps can still be used as fertilizer. No one is incapable. People who cultivate the way need to bring forth the Bodhi mind to serve others and work for the perpetual abodes. To do so, they need to have these views. Prajna wisdom does not incorporate emotion. We just said that people need to have prajna wisdom. With prajna wisdom, you will be able to do things without being swayed by emotion. You will be able to use reason to see things for what they are. Without prajna wisdom, you will do things according to your emotions and will not be able to be sensible and reasonable in your work. How can people like this be able to do things? They will only ruin things. In reality, our countries and families need people with prajna wisdom in order for countries to develop and families to be built. Otherwise, countries will not have the proper form of countries, and families will not have the proper order of families. To take it a step further, we will lose the proper respect between father and son, chief and subordinate. That will be a mess. That is a very deplorable situation. That is why Buddhism teaches people to first acquire prajna wisdom. The prerequisite to acquiring prajna wisdom is to understand the concept of no ego. The Diamond Sutra describes prajna as being like a diamond, which can destroy anything, but is not destroyable by anything. The Diamond Sutra states, if one can practice all good dharma without differentiation of self and others, one will attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. You will achieve Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, the utmost right and perfect enlightenment. If you practice with differentiation between self and others, the most you will achieve are some retributions within the realm of humans and heavens. In these areas, you need to differentiate between what is right and what is deviated, what is secular and what is supramundane. I hope that everyone will recite the Buddha's name and uncover their prajna wisdom. Buddhism in China is one of the Mahayana tradition. When people with blessings and wisdom understand the Mahayana way of thinking, they will be able to benefit all people and will be able to tolerate all kinds of sufferings. In order to transcend sentient beings and benefit people, you first need to possess tremendous tolerance and be able to tolerate all kinds of suffering. Let me tell you, the most difficult thing for someone to do is to be a good person. In order to be a good person, you need to have a tolerant mind. People will not only yell at you, but they will also slander you and even harm you. In this world, bad people will exclusively seek out good people and give them trouble. People who possess blessings and wisdom know how to best utilize Mahayana Buddhism. People who think they are smart often will become arrogant when they come to know of Mahayana Buddhism, because they know how to talk beautifully about it. However, in such cases, the Mahayana has harmed them. Oh, in China we say we follow Mahayana Buddhism. However, do we follow the Mahayana way of benefiting societies, country, people, and ourselves? After hearing this, some people may mistakenly think that this means there are many bad people at this point in time. Actually, these words are directed at people with common worldly knowledge and at people who are arrogant and conceited. In fact, people who possess blessings, virtues, and wisdom are still in the majority. Even though in this Dharma-ending age there are many bad people, we are not yet in the latter part of this age, and there are still many good people. If there were no blessed, virtuous, and good people, Lingyan Mountain Temple would not have been built. Even if it was built, no one would come to participate in the 7-day recitation retreats, let alone come to become a monk and cultivate the way. Practice diligently and maintain your Bodhi mind to decrease demonic hindrances. In this world, it is said, when people reach a higher level in their cultivation, their demonic hindrances are relatively increased. This is true. Sometimes people may be fine when they are living at home and have not yet become Buddhists. As soon as they become Buddhists and want to cultivate the way, a wide variety of unnecessary gossip comes along. However, you need to be tolerant. Do not say, "Oh, cultivating the way is so troublesome." You need to be tolerant and patient, and remember, when people reach a higher level in their cultivation, their demonic hindrances are relatively increased. Absolutely do not give up on your cultivation of the way because of demonic hindrances. Maintain a strong Bodhi mind. The more demonic hindrances you have, the more diligent you should be, and the more you should bring forth your Bodhi mind. In your cultivation of the way, you will need to fight with the 5 skandhas and fight with the closest people you have harbored enmity with since immeasurably long time ago. You also need to fight with those who hold wrong views and those who practice deviated and external doctrines. If there is someone in your family who is like this, who only opposes you, whose personality does not mix with yours, then in Buddhism this is called the suffering of meeting with the uncongenial. You must tolerate these sufferings. If everyone can have this kind of mental readiness, then you will be able to handle the various obstructions you will face in your cultivation of the way. Of course, I wish that all of you will diligently chant the Buddha's name, and in particular, you should chant Guanyin Bodhisattva in order to transform misfortunes into fortunes, and pray that various obstructions will not arise. The more obstructions arise, the more you absolutely should not allow your Bodhi mind to decline, and the more you should increase your efforts to practice diligently. For example, when a house is fully engulfed in flames, you need to turn the water hose on full strength. How will only a small amount of water extinguish a large fire? Water absolutely extinguishes a fire, but a sufficient amount of water is needed to do so. In your cultivation of the way, if your paramita of forbearance is insufficient, it will be difficult to succeed in your cultivation. If you wish to acquire blessings and wisdom, then you will need to be able to practice that which is difficult to practice, renounce that which is difficult to renounce, and give of that which is difficult to give. You need to be able to do all these things because the achievement of everything relies upon various causes and conditions. For example, even if you find it difficult to eat, you still need to eat. Even if your life is difficult, you cannot refuse to be diligent and charge forward hard-headedly. You must charge forward. You still need to live and maintain your life. We need to maintain the vitality of our Dharma body and well-being of wisdom, and always grow and nurture their merits in order to soon escape from the suffering of transmigration. Remember, in order to eat, we need to work. In order to nurture your Dharma body and the well-being of your wisdom, you need to diligently chant the Buddha's name and prostrate to the Buddha. I wish that everyone will diligently chant the Buddha's name and prostrate to the Buddha, transfer these merits to the Western Pure Land of Ultimate Bliss, and all be reborn in the Western Pure Land together.